Robert Filio, what is your general interest?
My general interest is to live as fully and as intensely as possible every moment of my existence. That is, ideally, because it is an ideal, to live in such a way that I don't have anything to do except what I am doing. So that if I'm happy, I'm happy with all the strength I have. And if I'm unhappy, I'm unhappy with all the strength I have. And if I laugh, I laugh with all the strength I have. And if I cry, I cry with all the strength I have.
Robert, can you tell me what is your opinion of the difference between art and normal work?
Well, some years ago, what I proposed to myself, and I proposed also to some of my fellow artists, is I looked upon work as play, is what art is, one of the differences between maybe normal, what you call normal work, and artistic work. Work as play, in my mind, is an ideal for everybody. I would almost say work as reward, except that I'm very conscious that many jobs are not a very playful thing to do. I'm not saying, when I say play, I'm not saying that it's a joke, or I'm not saying that it's there is not some hardships involved in it. But work as play, in the sense of an outlet for creativeness. So, work as play, art as thought. And by thought, I mean art, I mean awareness, the learning process. And artworks that come out of this work as play. Artworks, to me, is the exchange of foodstuffs. That is, I am fed and taken care of by people who don't do what I'm doing. So, in exchange, I have my work to give, to offer. And whether it goes to everybody as it is intended, or to a few person who, by supporting my work, allow it to go along, is another question, but still, mm-hmm. I think that would be my answer.
Mm-hmm. How would you explain that people often reject the works of and ideas of the artists today?
I think the work and idea of artists have, in perhaps all times, have been rejected by many people. That is, the work of artists is of such importance to the group as a whole, to society as a whole, that practically everybody knows deep inside that without art, life is impossible. But that doesn't mean without the work of any one particular artist.
Mm-hmm.
And every particular artist finds herself or himself in a position of opposing or seeming to oppose or questioning the values of the group and the society this artist lives in, because this is the job of the artist. That's what keeps the society alive. If not, it would die out of entropy. And so you have a double situation, which means that the work of the artist may not be accepted. One, because the artist is alone, so perhaps her or his work is not known, or it will take many, many years and a great deal of endurance, or because in certain times, it may be the society as a whole who doesn't want to listen to the voice of its artists. In modern times, I don't think that it is worse than before. I think, as a matter of fact, that it is better. I think that there is enough understanding in a large part of the population, and the artists also have maybe something to do in order to be better understood.
Then I would want to come to this mop shop. What would you like to say about mop shop, and in what direction is the work?
Yeah, what I would say about mop shop, since we are here, is that mop shop takes place in Iceland. Yes. It's a very important thing to me. For Icelanders, probably they take it for granted. For me, that comes here, I think it's a very important thing to see artists from the different Scandinavian countries that get together and try to engage in projects and actions and creations whose impact will go much beyond this period. This 2 months that they spend together.
Mm-hmm.
This I consider essential. I hope that it will be so, that for the people who have participated to Mop Shop, something will remain, a certain spirit that will make their creative life as they go along smoother.
Have you found some general feeling or some? Have you tried to create some general?
When I arrived here, you see, I live in the south of France, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was invited to come here, I thought, yes, what am I going to do? What am I going to propose? And I thought it would be nice if being together is already, it's a very important thing that we are together. Being together to us is very important. That we should try to get the knack, to get the ability of doing the best work we are ever going to do at any time, anyway. So it implies, of course, a great deal of understanding of why we do what we do, and who we do it for. What do we do? I think it's in terms, can be understood in terms of the network, of a group of creative people who get together because they have a certain spirit moving them. Who do we do this work for? In my own mind, we do it for everybody. Ideally, we should give help people everywhere to get back their creativeness. Of course, Mop Shop takes place in Iceland, and I know that there is a great deal of creativeness in Iceland going on, traditionally, and still going on. So I think people will understand what I mean, because they know that more and more in the West, we are losing this creativeness on the level of everybody. It's the most important one.
Mm-hmm.
And we must make all our efforts not to lose it. This is the real alienation that they speak of, the real alienation. An artist whose business it is not only to keep creativeness alive, but even to increase it,